I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. On Monday, November 10, 2025, at approximately 9:22 p.m., the Inyo County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a report of a missing aircraft that had departed from Bishop Airport with three individuals on board. Following takeoff, all communication from the aircraft were lost. The aircraft's last known position was near Black Canyon Road, east of Bishop, as indicated by its final ping. Prior to the ICSO notification, the reporting party contacted the Federal Aviation Administration. Inyo County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to Bishop Airport to confirm whether the aircraft had returned. No aircraft matching the description was located. In accordance with established protocols, the Civil Air Patrol initiated search efforts at approximately 6:07 a.m. on November 11, 2025. A CAP aircraft located the downed plane near Black Canyon Road. At 6:32 a.m., the Inyo County Search and Rescue Team was activated. By 9:16 a.m., a CHP helicopter, H-40, had been deployed, transporting a medically trained SAR team member to the crash site to assess the condition of the occupants. A ground team was also en route to the area. At approximately 9:23 a.m., rescue teams reached the crash site. Two individuals were confirmed to be deceased, and one survivor, who sustained several injuries, was airlifted to Bishop Airport, where emergency medical personnel were standing by for immediate care. The identities of the deceased are pending notification of next of kin. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office extends our deepest condolences to the families of the deceased and wish a full recovery to the survivor and their loved ones. Additionally, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office would like to express appreciation to the California Highway Patrol, the Civil Air Patrol, the FAA, as well as the ICSO Search and Rescue Team for their dedicated efforts. The crash is under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. Further information will be provided as it becomes available. Caltrans District 9 is planning on putting up a temporary modular roundabout at the intersection of Y Road and Highway 6. They plan on constructing it in the summer of 2026. This is to help mitigate crashes and test for the potential of a long-term permanent roundabout. The full article on Monday night's city council meeting will be posted within the coming days. Thanks to Tyler Beadle. The WHS girls tennis teams came to an end on Friday, November 7th, with three athletes traveling to Garcia's High School to compete in the CIF Central Section. Individual qualifying, senior Sienna Pope went into the draw as a number three, so was sure to get a tough draw, and she did. She had to compete against the number five seed. She lost 0-6 and 0-6, but she represented the Broncos well on the court. Kinley Romero and Avery McGraw got ahead early in their match with a 2-0 lead, but the team from South High School proved to be too strong and came on. Kinley and Avery went 4-5, but lost 4-6. Their second set was 0-6. As a team with a roster of 14, the Broncos were undefeated in the High Desert League this year. Coach Patty Cummings wanted to thank her assistant, Tony Romero, and also Kim Partridge for working with the girls. The parent drivers, Kristen Swanson and Amy Ablanedo. A big thank you to Waylon Cleland and Will Dondero at the City Park for making sure courts and park were always in great shape for their matches. Thanks to the athletic director, Stacey Van Ness, for her help also. Thanks to Western Nevada Supply for the water for the matches this year. The Bishop Fire Department would like to inform the public that on Friday, November 14, 2025, a funeral procession will be held in honor of Assistant Fire Chief Patrick J. O'Neill, who faithfully served our community for 53 years. The procession will begin at the First Presbyterian Church, 585 North Main Street, at approximately 12 p.m. and follow the route of North Main Street from the church, westbound Stern Street, southbound Home Street, then eastbound West Line Street, ending at the East Line Street Cemetery. Motorists are advised to plan for and expect traffic delays along the route starting at approximately 12 p.m. Members of the public are welcome to line up on the route, pay their respects, provided they do so safely. We want to thank the community for their patience and support as we honor the life and legacy of Assistant Chief O'Neill, whose dedication and leadership will deeply be missed. Well, SIHD Special Joint Conference Committee meeting will be taking place Thursday, November 13th at 12 p.m. at the Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board. Directors will hold a special meeting. It'll be in the SIHD conference room at 501 East Locust Street, Lone Pine. A teleconference number will be available. The agenda and that number will be on their website at sihd.org. The district encourages citizens to attend board meetings to stay updated on important community issues. Well, you may have heard the siren go off yesterday afternoon. There were three small fires, the first one starting at the Truckway Station, the other two fires just south of the Way Station. Well, you can see that fire and more information about it by going to our Facebook page, Sierra Wave Media. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. And like I said, for even more news, go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. I'm Jason Brown. Thank you for listening.